Chapter 10. But if the Gentiles repent and hearken to my words and don't harden their hearts, I'll establish my congregation among them, and they will enter the covenant and be included with the remnant of Jacob, to whom I've given this land as their inheritance. They will join with my people, the remnant of Jacob, and all those of the house of Israel who come, so they can build a city that will be called the New Jerusalem. Then they will join with my people who are scattered throughout the land, so they can be brought in together to the New Jerusalem. Then the powers of heaven will come down among them, and I will be with them as well. Then the Father's work will be underway, when this gospel is preached among the remnant of this people. Truly I say to you, at that time the Father's work will be taught among the scattered portion of my people, even the tribes that have been lost, whom the Father led away out of Jerusalem. The Father will work with my scattered people to enable them to come to me, so they can call on the Father in my name. Truly the work of the Father will be underway in all nations, clearing the way to let his people be gathered home to the land of their inheritance. They will go out from all nations, and they won't go hastily or at a run, because I will go in front of them, says the Father, and I will guard them from behind. Then what's written will happen. Sing, O barren, you who never gave birth. Break into song and cry aloud, you who never struggled in labor to give birth, for there will be more children of the barren than children of the married wife, says the Lord. You'll need a bigger tent. Let your communities spread out, keep growing, get longer tent cords and stronger poles, for you'll gather from the south and the north, and your posterity will adopt the Gentiles and fill the desolated cities again. Don't be afraid, for you'll never be embarrassed or confused, nor ashamed, for you'll forget your youthful shame and won't remember mourning as a widow anymore. For your Creator, your husband, his name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer will be called the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has invited you as an abandoned and forlorn woman, and a wife who married young and now abandoned, explains the Lord. It was only a momentary departure by me, but now with kindness and forgiveness, I embrace you again. I was only upset and left you for a moment, but my affection and loyalty to you will never end, declares the Lord, your Redeemer. It's like when I promised the flood of Noah will never be repeated. I likewise promise I will never abandon you again. Although the mountains will erode away and the hills disappear, my protection and care for you will never end, nor will my covenant of peace be revoked, for I, your Lord, have mercy on you. O, you afflicted, storm-tossed, and suffering one, know that I will provide a foundation as sturdy as rock and beautiful as sapphire. I'll make your towers more valuable than rubies, doors that are precious, surrounded by heavenly designs upon the walls. All your children will be taught about the Lord, and your children will learn and understand. I'll govern you righteously. You won't be oppressed, live in fear, or feel threatened, for none of that will return to you. If anyone were to dare attack you, it will offend me, and they'll be defeated before your eyes. I provided the blacksmith that fans the coals to forge the weapons, and I have control over invading armies. No weapon turned against you will succeed, and every accusation against you will be disproven, for my servants will be vindicated. This is the heritage of my servants, and their defense comes from me, says the Lord. Now I tell you that you ought to carefully study these things. In fact, I give you a commandment to study these things diligently, because Isaiah's prophecies are critical. He clearly focused his prophecy on my people who are part of the house of Israel. Therefore, he necessarily prophesied about the Gentiles. And everything he prophesied has happened, or will happen, precisely as he foretold. Therefore, pay careful attention to my words. Write down the things I've told you. At the time decided by the Father, they will be provided to the Gentiles. And anyone who obeys my words, repents, and is baptized will be saved. Carefully study the teachings of the prophets, because many of them explain these things. After Jesus said this, he explained the scriptures to them and told them, "There are other scriptures I want you to write that you don't have." He asked Nephi, "Bring out the records you've kept." Then Nephi brought out the records and put them in front of him. He glanced at them and said, "The truth is that I commanded my servant Samuel the Lamanite to tell this people that at the time the Father glorified his name in me, there would be many holy ones who would rise from the dead and appear to many and minister to them." He asked them, "Wasn't this the case?" His disciples answered, "Yes, Lord, Samuel prophesied as you've said, and everything happened accordingly." Jesus asked them, "Then why haven't you written it down, that many holy ones rose from the dead and appeared to many and ministered to them?" And Nephi remembered this wasn't written down. And Jesus commanded it to be added, and this was written as he commanded.